I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to a special episode of Film Sack. That's right, another watch-along where you sit down, park your butts on the couch, and watch this with earbuds in your head and listen to us while we all talk to you. And you can talk back to us if you want. We may not even hear it, but that's fine. I'm Scott Johnson. With Brian Ibbett and Randy Jordan and Brian Dunaway, all here and ready to go. Hello, gentlemen.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
It's time.
Friends, let us set the scene.
Please, set the scene.
It was the 1980s. We were in love with a side-scrolling video game. We were also in love, because we were little kids, with pro wrestling. And guess who we loved a lot? Captain Lou Albano, a pro wrestler.
Now, if you're not familiar with Captain Lou Albano and you didn't follow wrestling very much, you would also know him as the dad from the Cyndi Lauper video Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
That's right. The shirt, the wife beater wearing hairy dude.
Yep.
That some parents like to take a beautiful girl and hide her away from the rest of the world.
That's right.
Did he have rubber bands in his face at that time, or was that something later?
In his face?
Wait, I don't remember that.
Wasn't he the one who did that?
What, really?
They put him on his hair, right? Like little, no? Like he had him on his face?
I don't remember this.
Maybe I was just having a fever dream. I could have swore he used to wear rubber bands on his face sometimes.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
But I don't remember that at all.
No, it's not familiar.
See, y'all were
at that.
If you guys Google, weren't getting the good cereal.
Okay.
If you Google Lou Albano rubber bands,
yeah.
There are photos of him with rubber bands all over his face.
Yeah. Okay, I wasn't imagining
you were that. You were not imagining things. It's like he rolled around on a stack of newspapers.
Well,
it's weird because he's got it. It's like it's under his skin. It's almost like a piercing. It's weird.
As a I didn't really grow up a wrestling fan. As a non-wrestling fan.
Oh, I see now.
Yeah.
He actually looks like he has a silver ring that he's hanging some kind of band off of.
Yeah, like a cheek ring. And then he hangs the rubber band off the cheek ring.
Weird.
Yeah, Scott, I grew up a wrestling fan, but I'm an adult now. And like I was trying to think of a wrestler to compare him to that's like current that the kids would know. And I have no idea.
There's no way, right? He wasn't even.
For starters, wrestling used to divide up into two kinds of wrestlers. Athletes and these guys, these old fat dudes that just stood around.
Yeah.
And Lou Albano was definitely one of the old fat dudes that stood around.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. He is definitely. Yeah. I know what you're saying. There was definitely a line there. And now I feel like everybody's buff now. It's pretty rare to have like a total parody fat guy wrestling anymore in pro wrestling circles. But they're all, you know, John Cena's and The Rock's and stuff like that. So regardless, the reason we're talking about him is because we're about to watch the Super Mario Brothers Super Show live with you, episode or season 1, episode 24. And this one's titled, without us having any other knowledge about this episode, it's titled Toad Warrior, which sounded like Road Warrior. So we're into it.
I also want to point out, we don't know where this lines up with, like, if you got your Super Mario Brothers Super Show DVDs or VHS or something, because when you look at it in IMDb, it's a completely different thing. All the episodes are combined. We're looking at something on Netflix, which is called Episode 24, Toad Warrior. In IMDb, the only thing like that is Episode 16, which is called EC the Extra Creepy / Toad Warriors. And so I have no idea what we're getting into.
Right.
Was this an hour long show and it used to show on TV? Was it one of those split shows? Not only 20 something minutes.
No, because then they just probably shoved a lot more serial commercials in between than the usual 24 minute sitcom kind of thing.
So I'm going to play. I keep this playing by automatic, but this is Mario saying, let's go. Now, that's him in Mario 64. I promise you that Lou Albano does not sound anything like Mario.
He doesn't even try.
No.
Which is good.
No, he doesn't care at all. But if you're looking for that, you're not going to get that. What you're going to get instead is, well, fat guy wrestler going, hey, everybody. Hey. So anyway, here it is. It's a combination of live action and cartoon. That's how they did it. People are fond of this show. I remember being kind of not liking it when I was young, but whatever. We're going to do it now, and we're going to see what Toad Warrior is and if it has any references at all other than name to the great Road Warrior, the fine George Miller movie.
Great Road Warrior.
I love that movie. So here it is.
Yeah.
What? You don't like Road Warrior? Am I going to have to come down to South Carolina and kick you right in the ass? What are you talking about?
I thought we'd have more argument about old wrestling versus new wrestling than we would have about Road Warrior.
Well, we can keep we can keep fighting if you want, or we can watch this thing with
Watch the show.
Yeah, let's watch the show with people. All right, so we're going to pause this right as soon as Mario's face pops on the screen. So as soon as you see that, with about 21 minutes, 33 seconds left in the episode, that's where you at home are going to want to pause this. So that's where we have queued ourselves up. You're going to want to now pause the podcast, do that, and then come back to the podcast, and then we'll hit play after a countdown, and we'll all be synchronized together, and you can listen along as we provide you with our riveting commentary, Shirley. Your name's not Shirley. All right, here we go.
Don't call me Shirley.
Yeah. So they're back. Hi, welcome back. Thanks for doing what we asked. And now I'll count it down. The way I'll do it is 3, 2, 1, go. So the word go is what we're looking for. And it begins now. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Hi, paisanos. That's where you should be.
Yep.
All right.
And that is Lou Albano.
Oh, here's some music.
Oh, already loving this.
But as a rap.
Wait, Ibit, first time?
First time. Is this Gene Shalit on the left, or is that Captain Lou Albano?
That's Albano with the beard.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Luigi is Danny Wells, who you haven't seen in anything else.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Albano's the Mario. Not the beard, but the long hair.
Yeah. Wow.
It's kind of horrifying, to be honest.
This really is. The dancing, I can't the even rapping. See. I'm not even seeing the animation that's going on around him because I am transfixed by the dancing.
Oh, look, Mario's got firepower now.
Oh, good.
And I just want to say, if you were a boy of a certain age when this came out, this was amazing. Like, I can't overstate how much this one little silly video game drew everyone in my generation to the Nintendo and this kind of thing.
Yeah, it was a big deal. I mean, it's changed video games forever.
You seriously could have told me this was Gene Shalit instead of Lou Albano. I totally would have believed you.
By the way, this show is part live action and part animation. So we're in the live action part right now.
And also, they used it. Did you hear how they used a bunch of sounds just then? They constantly are going burp, burp, ding, ba-ding.
Yeah.
Why did they decide to go with the red and white Mario motif instead of the red and blue, red shirt, blue overalls that we kind of all know and love?
That's a really good question. Yeah. I'm trying to think. This would have been Super Mario Brothers 3 era. What did he look like in the game then? Let's see. Super.
Because that's I think that's Fire Flower look, right? White shirt, red suspenders.
Yeah, they're putting him. They've got him in permanent. I touch the flower mode.
They're doing the Star Trek camera shake thing.
Yep,
love it.
It's like the snake eating its tail. They've got a token machine in their plumbing facility. Yes.
So who's at the door? Is it Mel Gibson?
Look at that spaghetti on the table, you guys. That's a good stereotype.
That's a pizza.
It's spaghetti pizza. It's spaghetti pizza. Don't you watch the show?
No, it's been a while. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, look at this 80s chick.
Wow. Princess Peach just came right off the set of Who's the Boss? Or Full House.
Married with Children. Or
Or the Olivia Newton-John physical video.
Right.
She's like a robot.
She's the robot. Oh. Man, we were into making robot ladies in the 80s, by the way.
Yeah. Small wonder.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And her arm length just does not even change when she pulls the glove off.
That is a actress named Claire Carey, by the way. She has recently been in Jericho and Aquarius.
Oh, I love Jericho.
And the TV show Crash.
Interesting. So she moved. She went on to do stuff. That's good for her then.
Yeah.
Can't say that about Luigi in here, I don't think.
Oh, this is the part where we do the animation.
Okay, so am I to understand that this is happening live, right? The robot lady shows up at the door, pulls her hand off, and then they go into animation mode story?
You're asking, is it all tied in? No.
Okay.
It's separate. Right. They're like vignettes.
That reminds me of a time when we went to go save a princess.
Yeah.
That is the B plot.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Now they do the voices of the characters in the cartoon, so that's important to note. So that's Albano talking as Mario. The brother is the brother.
This is why I never play as Toad in Mario right? Kart, by the way.
This is a bad driver.
I'm in the mood. Oh, look at these guys. Total Road Warrior guys.
Wow. And that, that purple phallic mobile kind of reminds me of the ambiguously gay duo.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It does.
So what's his name? He's not Bowser, is he? In this, or is he?
King Koopa.
King Koopa. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, he's got all the little Koopulets, too. That's the one from, right, like the Leonardo de Koopa and Wendy O'Koopa. And
yeah, the kids. His illegitimate kids he had with Princess Peach.
That's right.
He's got the helicopter light from Road Warrior.
And the gyrocopter dude, yeah.
Yeah.
King Koopa is played by Harvey Atkin, who died last year.
He's done a bunch of stuff, right? His voice is familiar.
Yeah, he's been in many things. He was in Meatballs, is probably his biggest claim to fame.
His voice acting's familiar, though. I've heard it somewhere before. Oh, look, it's a flying trash can. That's cool.
Let's save the princess.
Is it
going to
drop spiky turtles on us at some point?
Probably.
I hope so. What is the color of the sky? What is that?
Ooh, yeah. Well, that's what color the sky is when you live in a world of mushrooms.
Not a bomb.
I do like how they use this voice.
Oh my gosh.
We're in trouble.
What's wrong with
Luigi? Marvin the Martian, right?
Yeah. Luigi was having a seizure just now. Someone do something.
Oh, I hate this Toad representation.
Yeah, I don't like that Toad at all.
That's a bad Toad.
He's the Joe Pesci Toad.
Yeah, I don't like
him. He's the cat from Pokemon. What's his name?
Oh, Meowth.
Meowth. He's Meowth. Thank you. That's Meowth right there.
That bomb is lit.
Stupid Banghead. That's a... Oh, no.
Well, that's his ever. Power, right? That's his power? To explode.
Well, yeah, that's if you irritate the bombs or whatever they're called in Mario World, they explode.
Get angry.
Yeah,
it's his power, but it only gets to use it once.
That thing looks like a penis on the outside there.
Yeah, everything does.
Oh, look at this, like, dude.
China. We just
walk away.
Road Warrior.
Just walk away.
Oh, right, because they have all the gas in the fortress, and then the...
Yeah, they're totally doing Road Warrior here, you guys.
So I'm glad. We'd wondered about this. Would they be faithful, or would they...
Even with the tires and the smokestacks and stuff around them. Oh, I love it.
This is great. They're throwing vegetables. Oh, that's that's canon for Super Mario 2, right?
Oh, yes.
Right,
yes,
yeah.
Very much.
Hey, that guy's in a shitter. He was in a toilet. That guy's
driving a ketchup bottle.
He is.
Oh.
Cheese and crackers, really?
That looks like Speed Buggy.
Who's the guy who wore the hockey mask in the Road Warrior? The
bad guy?
The main bad guy, yeah.
I forgot his name. He would just walk away. We just want the gas. Just walk away. Dude, what is...
Wait,
Toad
is
doing?
Is Toad's car or Mario's car?
This is Toad's world.
It's Mario's now. Mario's driving.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a different color earlier?
Wait. Wait, the FM dial's moving when she speaks.
Yes. That's what happens. You know how radios work.
Sure.
Tune logic.
It's been a while. Oh, he's German.
I am German. I am German moose. German mouse.
Love it.
German moose. Mauser. He calls him Mauser. Is that a character I don't remember? Probably not.
No.
Oh, good use of the Mario head as an interstitial.
Yeah.
Humongous, by the way. Lord Humongous was the dude.
Mario looks like he's drugged out, sure enough.
Totally. This toad is...
Oh, they got the gas truck.
This toad is the Scrappy-Doo of... Oh, wow.
Oh.
Right. Whoa.
Oh, look, what? They found Starland.
That's exciting.
The sky is... The sky has a border, a boundary.
Yeah.
It's like the game.
Quick, get the mattresses.
We just happen to have these?
The princess always have that kind of Ultraman symbol thing in her front of her
dress. She's Iron Man.
Sweet. She needs it to live. She can't, her heart doesn't work. She doesn't have it. Is that even Peach? That's not Peach. That's what's her name?
Yeah, that's
Sandy or Janice. What is it?
Well, they're calling her Princess Toadstool here.
Right. But in the original Donkey Kong, it's her. Mm-hmm. I forgot her name.
What is
this guy? Is this egg shooter guy? Total Mario 2.
That's totally 2. Mario, Super Mario 2.
Which a lot of people don't see as Mario canon, but I quite liked 2. 2 was great.
The much, much discussed Mario canon.
Well, I mean, it wasn't even made by Nintendo.
You describe this thing with a big, big cannon on the front of his face as not being canon.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. But Mario 2 was made by a different developer. They took it and changed it to a different game. Like it wasn't Mario characters originally. Like it's a weird thing, but it was fun.
It was.
I liked it.
Lot of use of the cactus dudes, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Like the big tall cactus dude. Oh, that literally is a bottle of ketchup.
Yeah, yeah. But it's filled with spaghetti sauce.
That's the gas. The Road Warrior gas allegory.
Exactly.
He's got to drive the ketchup truck across.
Gosh, dude.
You know what? You know what's amazing about this is when you start to realize how little Albano had to do. Like, yeah, he's a voice actor here, but like the live action part, it's only going to end up being like 30 seconds on the beginning and the end.
Oh, it's hardly anything. Sure. I mean, the entire thing is what, 20 something minutes? We're already halfway through. Okay, eat the star, and then you can run into anybody.
There's our title, by the way.
Yeah. Well, here he goes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what the star gives you? Holy shit.
I'm going to get my big read.
Leather jacket wearing.
He's the Fantastic Fungus, guys.
How do you fit that toad head into that little helmet?
It's got to be painful.
It folds down like an umbrella, though, right? Just.
Yes.
I don't know, Brian. I don't. Give me 5 bobbleheads.
Like the only circumcised member of Toad Kingdom now.
Okay. This is really poorly animated. You know, we were talking about animation last couple weeks. This is a good example of it.
Oh, I was dying in the beginning because Mario's ears are way off from the title screen. Left ear is way low to the right.
Oh, Dunaway, you got all muffled.
Like
your mic. Mike's in a shirt or something.
Hello.
Oh, there you go. That's better.
Where comes Luigi out of nowhere?
So 2 is when Luigi and the princess and them were all playable and they all jumped differently. Do you remember that, right? So like,
right, yeah. Luigi would hang in the air. He had more air time.
Yeah, I used to love that. Although I'm kind of I like the mainline Mario in these games. I don't really, I'm not a big fan of everybody else. Oh, no. Oh, geez. This is great. Oh, and he's playing the helicopter guy from World Warrior.
Yeah.
That just occurred to me.
The gyro.
I don't know why that took me so long to figure out. But Also, those eggs did not have the explosive effect they're portraying here. They just were
just a little nitpick here.
They were kinetic in nature. Oh my gosh. These people died.
Wow. That's violent.
Yeah. There's no way they lived.
Please tell me at some point we're going to get a scene where Mario is trapped on the hood of the truck he's driving, and he has to claw his way back up through the windshield.
That'd be amazing.
To get some shells, some shotgun shells.
I was really hoping Luigi would end up being a heavy metal bard, but what do I know?
It's too bad. It's too bad we didn't have Mario Kart at this point.
Look at that thing!
Wow.
No, we had Mario Kart by now. This is Super NES days, wasn't it? Or no? No, you're right. We didn't have it yet.
Yeah.
Look at that thing, dude. Big guns.
Oh my God, the sound. That's the best part.
Yeah, it is kind of great.
But everybody makes that sound when they jump. Like, that is the everybody jumps sound.
Yeah, that's supposed to be Mario only.
I thought so too, yeah.
Off the road.
Why do I sound like Colonel Klink?
I see nothing.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this is not going to end well for...
That came out the back end.
Alligator mouth. Yeah.
That came out of the back end of that alligator shooter.
Oh, he's going to go through the rotor blades.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Wow, that was close to gory. Of course, that should be just as gory.
You really should have had some shrapnel.
We're blasting off again. Did you see so many Pokemon things?
Yeah.
Yep.
That is a weird motor sound.
Yeah, I was listening to that too.
That.
Dude, what is this landscape?
That's like driving in. It's like driving in
first.
Quickest
thing they could draw.
Yes, it's like fuel. They really phoned in some of the drawing.
Some
this entire era, this entire era is about phoning everything in. This entire era of animation is let's phone everything in, everybody. Nothing should be not phoned in, they would say. Oh my gosh, this is intense.
Right? No fools, they're gonna Thelma and Louise it.
Oh no, King Koopa, you dumbass.
Did it.
Okay.
Doom, 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 doom.
Nobody can die.
No.
I might watch this whole thing with my daughter. We'll have a laugh. Look at those nipples on those walls.
Yeah.
His big old nipples.
He's going to land right on Wile E. Coyote.
Yep. Wait, that sounds for going down a pipe.
What's happening?
He just warped.
He kind of did go down a pipe. If you think about it.
I think
all the writers and artists were going down a pipe as well.
Which reminds me of one of my favorite Scott Johnson illustrations of all time.
Which one?
Ever.
Which one?
Which is where Mario comes up to a pipe and goes down it, and then the final frame is Mario impaled on a spike that was at the bottom of the pipe.
I should redo that one. It's so old.
He didn't know it was down there.
That's a good one. It's just so old. Like, I needed to redraw it. I hate the art on it.
Oh.
Delicious.
Oh. Oh, how gross. That's ketchup.
Can you get high on your own supply like that?
All cartoons, the 80s ended with a laugh.
So we don't get the surprise ending that spaghetti sauce thing was a decoy and it was empty the whole time and they were transporting the spaghetti sauce in another vehicle?
Nope.
Nope.
I'm sorry, Mario. The spaghetti sauce isn't in another vehicle.
I'm submitting that for title of the show.
That's pretty good. Yeah. So what do we get resolution to Robot Lady then? I guess we do here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's the B story, yeah. Beta Bing.
This is offensive to Italian Americans.
What?
Also Italians.
And offensive to robots. Mario.
So they've got their own sex doll, really, is what this is a deal about.
Exactly. I told you, it's the 80s. That was the only reason to have a woman robot.
She's cute.
Unless it was Rosie.
Yeah, she's that 80s cute with like the super permed hair, Leah Thompson.
Yeah.
She's cute despite her hair.
Right? He's cute. Oh, what the frick?
Oh, ooh, what? Well, we're getting a Legend of Zelda?
What is happening?
Yeah, these were a little more serious.
You got Zelda in my Mario.
Shut up. What is this? I don't remember this. Is this a thing?
Yes.
So this is basically just an ad. Like,
they were hoping to sell a full Zelda cartoon. Right?
But it's also just an ad to keep you thinking in your kid brain about video games.
You guys, I'm watching all these.
Yes, me too. Totally.
I really am. I'm into it. Back off, Gliok.
You know,
Brian, that famous villain in the Zelda series, Gliok.
Gliok.
Yeah. How come Link has brown hair?
Hey, the head.
Hey.
Whoa,
he
what?
Set fire to one of your heads, and it just said, hey.
Now you only have one.
Severs them right. Ah! Oh, Zelda, Link, I mean. You're not Zelda.
Now I'm just a regular dragon.
Well, they almost did the Fred Flintstone sliding down the dinosaur tail thing there.
I did
this
not,
Friday it'll be on.
I didn't know. Okay. I didn't even know that was a thing, you guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so excited. Why am I excited? That's dumb.
Wait, is there plumbing facility a submarine?
Apparently. I have to give it, though. Like, Brian, you would love to have a periscope in your home. Come on.
Oh, who says I don't? Especially one that wobbles around when you lift it up like it's just basically the only piece you can see on screen suspended by a coat hanger.
The only reason people have periscopes is because they didn't have cameras that they could remotely access. So now that's all changed. Ew, his sound that he made when he grabbed his chest was the sound of a brick breaking in Mario Brothers.
Who are those really old people on the wall?
Was there
I hope she got paid a lot for this.
I hope she absolutely did not.
I'm guessing this is, regardless of what she does now, this is not on her resume.
Oh, this is shitty.
Oh my God.
Don't we love children? We love children.
Quality life.
Don't we? Don't we love our kids more than this? Haven't we done enough to them? Oh, where are you going for that?
Are we to believe that when they were off screen, they were horsing around?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was doing some plumbing, Brian.
They were doing adult.
These pipes are clean. They were doing adult scenes.
Look, they're both laughing, says the subtitle.
In cartoon world.
Oh.
Seriously? Do the Mario. And then you get this at the end.
This is my favorite part.
Yes. And you know what? We would stand up and dance in our living room in front of a console television. Seriously. Yeah,
you'd do the Mario, which really isn't that difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing it right now.
Some other credits for Claire Carey, who you just saw as the robot woman. Yeah. She was in Home Alone 4. Who knew that there was a Home Alone 4?
And I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
An episode of Coach, an episode of Jerk. And Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles.
Great. Didn't we see that? Or did we see the original Crocodile
Not
Dundee?
In Los Angeles. Yeah, I don't think we've seen one in LA.
I think we saw the New York one. Which Doesn't one he do it in New York first?
I don't remember. Yet. Dick. Hey, it's made by Dick. A Viacom company.
Viacom. Pronounced Deke.
That was,
it is.
That was
it
awesome. Is. That may be one of my favorite things we've watched as a watch-along. I don't know why. It was super dumb, but I really enjoyed it. We may have to do more of those in the future. We'll see.
It's you know what? Dumb things are okay when they have fun being dumb.
Yeah, that's just a fun, dumb thing that was probably there mostly to sell toys and cereal and video games, but I'm happy to have been a victim of it. I think it's great. Well, there you go, everybody. That's our stand-in episode while we're all in Las Vegas. We'll be back with a normal one next week. I have no idea what our movie is. Do we know? Do we have any idea?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. What is it? We do.
Let's take a risk and say it. Let's take a risk and say what it is in case it gets pulled. What is it?
Next week we are watching Roger Corman's Death Race 2050.
The new Netflixy one. We've been meaning to get to this for a while.
Oh, cool.
That's great. I'm excited about that. Yep. That'll be a nice bring us into May kind of moment, folks. Spring has sprung, therefore Death Race must happen. That's fantastic. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. Filmsack.com, you guys, go there. You'll find everything you need. Thank you for joining us for this, and we'll see you bye next time. I said bye before I finished my sentence.
See you bye next
time. Isn't that weird? That's a little weird.
See you bye next time.
Yeah, bye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.